Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Back from New York, as I told you. We'll get into that a little bit later with talk radio for college students.
Oh.
It was very interesting. I asked Dan and Henry what would their advice be. Walter Sterling, who I saw in the building, gave the best advice at all. Of all these panels, I moderated 3. So, you know, it was, We'll get to all that, but I want to start off with something that's it's kind of a Rorschach test. Maybe you've never called before. And that is brilliant column today in the Wall Street Journal. This is where I stake my money. If you just want to be studying autism and connection to all kinds of factors, knock yourself out. Dr. J, who's a brilliant guy, will be heading up National Institutes of Health. And to satisfy everybody, he said, okay, not enough research is being done. Let's get to the mystery. Why are the autism numbers bigger? Now, if you've listened to me over the years, I said theoretically, not scientifically, but, you know, listening to all the players and everything that's here, and I have something to add to that. I said pretty clearly the reason is we're diagnosing more people with autism. But Alicia Finley, writing in the Wall Street Journal, and she takes no... She attacks the left wing here. She attributes this as the left wing side of RFK Jr. a bit. She's a deep conservative. She says in 1973, and I kind of neglected this, they started giving more money to schools and people and everything involved with disability slash autism. So in other words, writing in the Wall Street Journal today, she said you can test all you want. I'll be interested to find, is it environmental? Is there some magical thing out there causing more autism? I don't think you're going to find that, though. I think you're going to find follow the money. And that's what she writes. In other words, you get more money the more people you put into these blocks. In the past, we would not have said these people are autistic. Now, Elon Musk, hearing that with Don and Dan, clearly to me, but it's, I don't know that he's ever been diagnosed. I know he said the spec. I don't know. We haven't fully seen that. Clearly exhibits what I think are some of the signs of that. That may be stereotypical, you know, the obsession, etc. I don't know about the lying thing. That seems impossible to believe. But the bottom line is, I think this is the answer. Now, why would that not satisfy people? Well, we're living in a conspiracy age. They want to be driven by this. It sells. It's bigger than sex.
Well, that in itself is a conspiracy, is it not?
It's not a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy where we haven't uncovered it. It's connecting two things.
Well, my point is that this should be just as juicy to conspiracy theorists as the other theory would be.
No. Okay, no? Well, that's a good point. And let's break that down, because the thing that makes a conspiracy juicy is you need bigger players. You need these gargantuan forces of evil out there doing something.
And I have one for you.
Yeah.
Department of Education.
Well,
incentivizing these schools to, you know, submit more people that are on the spectrum.
That's not a juicy conspiracy. I mean, that's something where we know if there's more money there and we're starting to look at this and there's a borderline, yes, then you're going to be claiming more of these things to get money. I don't think that would satisfy people. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe it
well,
would be.
I think it is a juicy conspiracy. It's not a theory, but it's a conspiracy, right?
I think it's very factual that the two things that happen around the same time. I mean, are people really walking around? You may be one of them. You have a phone, to Dan's point. And you really believe there's something out there that's been covered up all this time, and only JFK is going to be the one to uncover it. The conspiracy is the fun, the uncovering finally. Oh, man, I'm tired. Let's get another conspiracy now. I mean, I've always said we started being either more sensitive to this, or there was another incentive called a conspiracy. But Dan, a conspiracy usually means you keep people out, you do something like that. This is right in plain view where you're giving more money toward this, and it has all the elements of the left. Well, it's kinder. Everybody should have the chance to get special learning, special things, more of that in schools. Alicia Finley lays it out beautifully. And I think what she's saying is, why are we going to continue to go with this? Well, the other side that's there, people now, because of COVID, because of what happened during COVID, all the you can't use this, you can't make a choice, ivermectin and all that stuff, the vaccine battle, they want to attack any vaccine now. I think it's comforting, maybe, to parents. Well, what was I supposed to do? They made me get the vaccine. Parents shouldn't blame themselves if a child has autism. They didn't do anything to provoke autism. That's the easy way to deal with it. So I'd love to get you in at 855-839-1210. What's behind the rise in autism diagnosis? Perverse incentives for education funding are a much stronger explanation than exposure to toxins. And I think that's absolutely the case. And that's why more and more people got put on the spectrum. We knew more, too. You know, could we get the number back to something like 1 out of 36, something magic number like that? Sure. It all depends on how you're defining something. And if there's the slightest hint of this, they're labeling people autistic. The spectrum helps, too. You know, that you're not so far on the spectrum. You're just borderline on it. That whole thing helps with this. All right, so you can hit us with
that. It's so damaging to people that, like... The autism is such a sad thing, Dom. Kids with parents with kids with autism, it's beautiful, but also they go through a lot. So you're really just. I hate this whole environment that's been created here, where you have a bunch of people that are being identified as autistic, or they're kids that are striving, as me and Henry spoke to before, essentially trying to label themselves autistic so they can. It's a sad world that we're seeing here, and I wonder how much, and I'm curious to you, how much this implicates the Department of Education. Are they the ones determining who gets what, do you think?
First of all, if you're calling in now, let's get to them right away, Henry. Let's go. Because it's the whole establishment, all this money that goes to schools. Department of Education isn't anything, it's not a boogeyman. It's a vehicle. It's the vehicle that takes all these people and gets at our money and uses it. So if you remove this central vehicle, it makes it harder for them to do it. They're not the driving force necessarily. It's the whole educational process here that got into this. And it's Congress. They started giving money toward this in 1973, added money toward disabilities, but particularly a lot. And I think the point that drove this was the spectrum. you know, where we are in the spectrum, it became a common enough thing toward doing that. I guess it is still a big deal if you're labeled autistic, but I don't know. I mean, we have people, the numbers are incredible. Why this need? Okay, RFK Jr. can, I'm completely in favor. You can investigate up and down the line. Here's what I'm against, though. And I blame Oprah and Larry King, Dan, and you worked with me over the years with this, with Knockdown Dragout. They're the ones that brought on Jenny McCarthy. Jenny McCarthy has an autistic kid. There was no science she was backing with this. It had to be the vaccine. She just said, I'm a mother. That's it. I know what a mother knows. And they let it go on. This is a much better, and this woman writing this is a deep conservative. A deep conservative. Not someone who is looking to cover up any of this, but is going after the root cause of this. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Why is it not as compelling that exactly around the time that we started funding more of this and determining more of this, we have this gigantic increase, at least on paper? Do I think there are that many more autistic people around today? No, I don't. I think even the slightest hint, she goes through with toddlers and others, even the slightest hint of this, and they're going to start to move quickly toward labeling a person autistic. All right, let's go to 855-839-1210. So, look, we can study this. I think it has been studied. But maybe you're thinking under RFK Jr., this will be better studied. By the way, this is the lane he ought to be in. I'm looking at Fox right now. He's meeting with PepsiCo and General Mills, I think this week. The food lane, what's in the food? It's not autism I'm talking about, but talking in terms of overall American health, that's the lane where he's going to be valuable. Let's go to Greta in Gloucester, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greta, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. A long time no talk.
Yeah,
to, but
Greta.
I listen to you all every day.
Thanks, Greta.
Well, when my son was finally kind of, we were given suspicions in kindergarten that he might be autistic, but they never said that word. They, you know, started sending it to all kinds of people. He was in inclusive classes. He wasn't finally diagnosed until he was 13 by the children's hospital, even though he had the same pediatrician from the moment he was born. So anyway, having been through this thing, he's almost 25 now, let me tell you, it is a cottage industry in New Jersey. I mean, not just K through 12, but afterwards, it's like, well, we'll put you in this program, that program. It is, people make, create so many jobs by someone being autistic. You know, we're going to help you do this. We're going to help you do that. Guess who got him a job? His mother, who works full time, is not employed by.
Right.
You know.
And Greta, to your point, this woman writing this, this has become a bigger cottage industry. Social media, things like this, viral things, signs you may be autistic. Look, if you're going to go looking for this, and if there's money and an industry behind it, you're going to find a lot more of it.
Yes. I mean, as one of six children, you know, and having an only child, you know, it was like something, you know, we weren't familiar with only children in my family.
Yeah.
Big family. But it is something that, in years past, people, teachers would have worked around differences or nuances in somebody's personality. And, you know, I maybe I'm more of a conspiracy person. He does work 20 hours a week, and he's been working a year and a half, and his mother found him the job. And, you know, but I think if you put people in, like from seventh grade on, in classes with not just autistic people, and I have nothing against anybody with Down syndrome, but I mean, it's not going to be the same curriculum, and it's all one size
well,
fits all.
Well, that's the greatest point. The tip I would give the parents, if at all possible, well, the whole thing was mainstreaming, fight to have your kid in the so-called normal classes, if at all possible.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Your bet. Unless, look, if this is obviously severe, we know of severe cases, that's different. But otherwise, try to keep them in that environment. Otherwise, they're probably above the curriculum, And that's not going to help them. Thank you, Greta. Thanks very much. 855-839-12. Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll have to get Alicia Finley on. Do you think Alicia Finley is just a dupe of some industry? No, she's a deep conservative. I read her 100 times in the Wall Street Journal. And Dr. J, who's taken over NIH, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's not a, if it costs a few million dollars, so what? Do more studies, go down that path. Now, when RFK is in the better moments to me, he talks about vaccine schedules. You might want to take a look at that. Okay. That's something to reasonably take a look at. But I think his lane should be foods. And running around with this statistic all the time, it's upsetting. I don't get upset. I get mad hearing this. And he gets the president to say it. You know, that somebody out, who is it that is doing that? Toward what point? And I'm telling you what Greta just said in the Wall Street Journal today, the cottage industry, follow the money, the number of people that get put into that out of kindness or whatever, we shouldn't be doing that. Well, there are not that many people that are autistic. They're just not.
You ask who, though? It would not be the pharmaceutical companies that are just hastily shoving this upon parents to essentially mandatory make their kids pay this money so they get vaccinated and rushed mark. I'm with a lot of people who say, let's investigate. Let's look into it. There's so much money being cut right now from DOGE that why don't we redirect some that's just answering the question as to whether or not there is
that,
money here.
But I mean, the point that she makes, this has already been looked at again and again. Fine. Do it more publicly. I just want to know once and for all, what is it that would be satisfactory here? Who studying this? Dr. Marty, Dr. J are as good as it gets. Suppose they turn up and say, no, we don't see the connection here in this case to vaccination. Let's leave vaccination schedules aside, the vaccine and autism. Are we going to say, get them the hell out of there then?
No, I say, then, you know.
Yeah, good. Well, I mean, it's got to be somebody who's as credible. Is RFK Jr. more credible to them? I think he's less credible. Stay in his lane. The food stuff and what's in the foods and how it got there and the shortcuts and the money that can be made that way. Stay in that lane a bit here. Millions are going to be spent on this. And I'm telling you right now, I predict you're not going to find that it's vaccine industry. Now, I made this point in New York where we were doing a panel in front of college students, hundreds of them, with some big-time talk show host. And we were talking about so-called misinformation and all that stuff. And I get it. COVID and what the government did during COVID, I'm going to play you Randy Weingarten coming up. What was done, not allowing people freedom of choice, to Dan's point, some of the stuff with Pfizer, rushing it in there, et cetera, Fauci, all those things, they're legitimate. But I'm not going to take that and graft it onto everything. You get my argument? There has to be a day of reckoning. I say that almost every other week on what was done during COVID to the American public. But that doesn't mean that we put it onto everything that's out there, like autism. Show me the facts on that. The facts are there on COVID and the tyranny up and down the line in places like Pennsylvania and across the country of what was done. That, to me, is clear. This other stuff, you're just grafting it on. That's the reason I believe that autism is so high. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me give you this side question here. Side question today. I forget what anniversary, Dan. Is it like this day in history?
310 to Yuma?
310 to Yuma, yeah. Right. Yeah, a film, 310 to Yuma. And I just went back and took a look at it over the weekend again. It's pretty good psychodrama with a convict and a rancher. So we are looking, though, for a film or book. I'm going to do a TV series because I think it's the best I can think of, in which the best way of putting this, the locale, the location, is like a character. It's that important. And the all-time, I don't see how a movie, TV series, or whatever could top it, is The Wire. one of our favorites.
So, we're not doing in the name.
No. It doesn't have to be in the name. I looked at that. I don't know if there were, if it's in the name, you can do that. Sure. Because that says that it's a parent. Broaden it a little bit, though, to where the location does it. If you have it in the name, you have one to enter, Henry or anybody. Yeah, you can do that. Book, movie, or TV series. What's yours, Dan?
Well, oftentimes, a lot of, like Chinatown, it's not necessary.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm going to do Miami Vice. Miami Vice. Miami sure. plays a huge character, the setting there in the TV show. So I'll take that one off
new.
The board.
Miami had not been explored at that point. The whole vibe of Miami was much different.
Really?
Miami. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anything where Miami was so apparent.
With the Don Johnson, the pastel suits, the Ferrari Testarossa.
Exactly, the flamingos, yeah. The women in bikinis walking around with flamingos in downtown Miami. Sure. How was that? 1980? Something like that? Maybe it was mid-80s. Seems even longer ago. No, I guess mid-80s. Miami was not explored quite like that. It was much different. It was a rising American city. So that's a great one. Henry, how about yours? Yeah. When was it, Dan?
No, I don't want to take Henry's off, so I'll take one more off after he goes.
Okay.
Okay, sure. So I have two today. One is one I've mentioned time and time again on this show, and I do think the town it's set in plays a character pretty much, and that would be the movie Tombstone.
Yes.
Featuring Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer, and Sam Elliott. Obviously, Tombstone is this crime-ridden saloon town that just Wyatt Earp, Morgan, right. and Virgil want to settle down in, and they can't because they have hooligans and rapscallions going about, you know, terrorizing everybody. So, in itself, it becomes like its own its villain. Yeah. I mean, is that not what they are in that movie?
And they play with a little bit, too, the visiting Shakespearean actor. Mm-hmm. Like, it's trying to be metropolitanized a bit. They have the women's temperance wagon going through a gate. Mm-hmm. Women's suffrage. They're Asians there. Yeah, Tombstone is very underrated.
I think so as well. And another underrated movie. Have you guys seen the movie In Bruges?
No.
It's Martin McDonagh's the debut feature film starring Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. It takes place in Bruges, Belgium, where two hitmen are hiding out after their latest getaway. That town is like a character because it is a medieval town and they're both bored to tears waiting around to figure out their next assignment in Bruges. And to quote Colin Farrell's character in the movie, how he describes Bruges is, maybe that's what hell is, the entire rest of eternity spent in Bruges.
That's perfectly done. And it's hard too, because if you make it boring, how do you keep people interested that it's entertaining a place is boring? Yeah.
The little things that go on throughout the movie that they keep themselves entertained with. That's right. The big story. And it is a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it,
okay.
I insist on watching.
All right. An insistence rating there.
Yes. Very All good right. movie.
I got to take two more off the board. Just because I want to give great examples
sure.
of shows that really feature that locale right. as a character.
Right.
Sopranos. With Essex County, Newark.
Oh, yes.
That kind of area. And also, Dom, your favorite show of all time, your favorite sitcom of all time. A group of six friends together in an apartment in New York City. Friends with New York City.
All right, we'll be putting the pictures up on Twitter, Ro.
Leaving one out there for you.
They weren't included. We went to NY Rise while we're there in New York. It's a museum. You go through a ride New York.
Did you hang over the city?
I shut my eyes because I've been feeling dizzy all week. But, of course, for Ro, I had to, she shut her eyes, too. I said, well, why are we doing this ride? But they take you to the museum. I got a picture at Johnny Carson's desk, me seated behind the very desk, the great man. Oh, yeah, it was good stuff.
That's really cool.
And the original Village People's outfits were there, too. So we have a picture with that.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was a good
Did you try any of them on?
No, you can't do that. It says do not touch all over the place. But it's quite a good museum. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on that. And RFK Jr., explore autism all you want in vaccine. Let's see what you find. But are you just looking to make a case rather than that's what it is? Doge, take a look at the funding. How much more did they get when they started claiming more and more people were autistic? All right, 855-839-1210. Okay, hit us on the side question. Hit us, too, on this really good. Look, when we finally, the pace of getting the people on we want to get on, Dr. J from Stanford, our buddy Dr. Marty McCary, I'll be asking more of these. I just look at the testimony of Dr. J from Stanford, who's the new head of the National Institutes of Health. And it was one of those, of course, we're going to take a look at this. I think that's fair. That's fine. Take a look at it. But I think the point made in the Wall Street Journal is much more probable, causal, meaning it happened then, that we are looking. And I'm not saying the school district would say, hey, we'll get more money. Put this kid down as autistic. But that's where the nudge goes. That's where the trend starts to go. So RFK Jr. has talked about vaccine schedules. That's fine to look at, too, versus. And look, a lot of this is driven in the back of our minds by COVID. And there hasn't been a reckoning on this. In fact, here is Randi Weingarten herself, who I would tell you this as a talk host. She's one of the greatest guests you can have because this woman, it just never ending. This is cut 17, having a meltdown because she says Trump is planning to shut down the Department of Education.
This is why so many people are so mad about it, because they're just taking opportunity away from kids that don't have it. So billionaires, kids of billionaires, they have it. They go to private schools. Everyone else, 90%, go to public schools. Don't take away their opportunity.
So let's stay on the facts.
Sorry.
No,
I'm really angry about this.
No, because this
I'm
is
really
what
angry.
Need to hear.
I taught kids in Clara Barton High School in Brooklyn, New York.
All right. We only got her on once, and the buses and fire engines were going by. It was pretty good, though. Couple things there, Randi. Opportunity for kids. Shut up. You're one of the biggest enemies of choice in the world. Parents want to choose to get out of these rotten public schools, which for any number of reasons, and I'm not blaming teachers solely in this, they will continue to be very bad. Let them go. How about that? They're not billionaire kids. They're kids in Brooklyn and other places like that. They don't want to be in your schools. They want to be in charter schools for now, or they want to get into a private school, a Catholic school, a sectarian school, whatever you want to call them. And Randi Weingarten, back to COVID, Randi Weingarten is the one who emails the head at that point of the CDC and gets her to move away the metric, the standard of reopening schools. You remember that. A lot of this stuff goes back to COVID. And what was done during COVID has gotten people onto things where I don't think it necessarily matches up, because we haven't had a reckoning on this. We haven't done anything to make people whole, to put people back. We're trying to do that. Department of Defense now, people in the military who were kicked out, no vaccine, can come back, things of that nature. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Dom. My show, thanks to cable TV and the resurrection of the old shows, MeTV and TV Land, and Henry doesn't. I lost Henry on this, but I'm hoping I'm not going to lose you.
All right. When you've lost Henry, it's like Cronkite, you've lost the country.
Was Dragnet.
Okay.
And they always started off, in the city of L.A., and this is back in the old black and white days, where they knew L.A. falling apart back then. It was a forewarning of what L.A. was going to be like today.
But, Joe, I get that. I don't remember them using the city as a character enough. I'd have to go back and think about it.
Well, they laid it up front that this is the city of L.A., and they were going to show you how, it was in conjunction with Adam 12.
Right.
Remember?
Well, yeah, I think the disadvantage, they didn't have the ease of going on location like Baltimore for The Wire did.
Yeah, low budget in a way.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Joe, drag that. I'll put you down for that.
I didn't know this music was from that show.
Yeah.
So that's a plus in my mind, Joe.
Yeah, and that the questioning technique. The constant rapid fire, and you'd say, so how's that? You back and forth
oh,
with
okay.
Jack Webb. That's where it's gotten from, yeah. But they didn't show because they didn't have the budget. They didn't have the technology to easily go to Baltimore or wherever
right,
that we can do now. So You know, the ones I hate with the locale, when they make you think they're in Philadelphia and they're filming in other places, that's wretched. That, yeah, that's just...
It's always Vancouver, too, or Toronto.
Well, Vancouver is cheap, very cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Turkey or somewhere around
Turkey,
there.
Very cheap. If you can come out alive, you're ahead, yeah. John in Norristown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John.
Hey, Dom. Hey, so if what RFK Jr. and the Children's Health Network have been saying for 15 years, and they've been very specific about it, if it's not true, they would have been sued into oblivion by the pharmaceuticals. But they haven't been sued because it is true.
Well, I don't know that those two things are together.
Oh, yeah,
there, John.
The pharmaceuticals have a ton of money, and the connection with COVID, they would have sued them. They got lawyers all over the world.
Oh, no, but COVID is fine, but you really believe what...
No. I'm talking about vaccines. I'm talking about pre-COVID. They would have sued them to death. The only thing that COVID did was it exposed that the pharmaceuticals are corrupt, and they lie, and they pay off government officials. And if you want Doge to look at somebody, Doge should look at Paul Offit, who's gotten tens of millions of dollars from the government and is nothing but a shill for the pharmaceuticals.
Well, I don't know about Doge looking at that specifically.
Oh, they should.
Look at the two people we have in charge now. Well, Dr. Marty Moore, Dr. J. Are they credible to you? They do all this more studying, which is already out there. Isn't it more logical, John? We're declaring more people autistic because that seems to be something that caught on. That's true. You don't think so? They're just more autistic.
I'll tell you that that's an incentive. It may account for a percentage point or two, maybe. But listen, that started in 1973, according to the deep conservative. I bet I'm a more deeper conservative than she is. But anyhow, 1973, the autism epidemic really took off after 1986 when the government granted pharmaceuticals immunity from any harm that was caused by vaccines. That's when they went hog wild on the vaccines. That's when autism started to take off, not in 1973.
All right, I'll go back, John. Thank you very much. We got to make this to get Alicia Finley on. She might come on today. Who knows? From the Wall Street Journal. Okay. Calm today goes after the fraud of so-called climate science, for example. And she likens some of this stuff to stuff that's already been proven. All right, so in John's points, we went back to 1973 when this started a trend, started moving on. That's not clear. Is this a cover-up for Big Pharma again? All right, I don't know why we're waiting either. I mean, this ought to be the Manhattan Project. I would be on board with that. Meaning, we ought to be today having a panel, the most credible, the best people in this field, not 6 months from now, not a year from now, impaneled, and we're going to study what? And we should set a deadline on it. I'd give it 6 months. We want to know what you found. All right, the material's all out there, vaccines out there, the studies are out there already. Collate them, put the best people on this. Do they come to the conclusion that Big Pharma, in some way, shape, or form, is a major causal element in this? Let's hear it, because then we'll have a repercussion on it. That's the only way we're going to do it. Should happen immediately. All right, 855-839-1210. You get it. Side question. You got that? Coming up, Brendan Boyle, the guru of messaging. This guy is from Northeast Philadelphia. He's the brother of Kevin Boyle, the... shall we say, colorful political operative. Politico goes to him because of what Newsom said about trans athletes playing against women, boys, men. Asking him how he would message it. Wait till you hear what the boy genius tells us about this thing. It's instructive of how they're going to try to do this. And if I were advising Trump right here, right now, I would say double, triple, quadruple the money and the amount of time you talk about this. Yeah, you have to watch the cost of eggs, the economy, the grocery store. Continue to talk about this. It is a winner. They're uncomfortable beyond belief. All that straight ahead. Hey, let's face it. Most people fear the dentist. It's a real thing called dentophobia. Now, Dr. Benz knows this, and I've seen over the years how he treats fearful patients. One patient came in with a full-on anxiety attack, tears and all. Dr. Benz and his great staff worked with her every step of the way, doing whatever it took, every appointment to make her feel more comfortable. Gave her space when she needed it, and slowly showed her a positive, comfortable, and safe experience. Now, after a few months, she's comfortable and confident when she visits. It doesn't matter what level of fear you have, little fearful, extremely anxious, you can count on Dr. Benz and his staff for a pleasant dental experience. My dentist, great work, long-term work with you. Why not get that initial appointment? All you have to do is give them a call right now at 610-272-6949. Take care of your dental work that you've been putting off. Finally, get the smile that you've always wanted. BenzDentalGroup.com is the website, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. You get on board. So I mentioned now Michelle Obama, Mrs. Obama, debuting a podcast with her brother. Democrats getting one part of the message, but I'm going to give you the stuff that they just... I was on Inside Story. You saw on Sunday and made this point. Yeah, they can try these new vehicles, podcasting, what she's doing, etc. They can't evade things like illegal immigration and an issue in which the numbers are not necessarily overwhelming as far as what's happening. But Americans are overwhelmingly using this as a view of the Democrat Party, and they don't know what to do. And that is... boys, men in girls' sports. All right? It's a vehicle into their judgment, their ideology, how crazed they are. And America is rejecting this, and they're going to continue to reject it in increasing numbers. So Politico senses this because of Gavin Newsom. And I just want to make this point with Gavin Newsom. I'm looking at columns today, conservative columns. Oh, watch out. Gavin Newsom is trying to be Bill Clinton here, the tricky one. This is not getting traction. Over the weekend, it helped us. Even Meet the Press had to ask the hot Democrat now, Slotkin, who gave the rebuttal to President Trump. Well, what do you think about Gavin Newsom? And she would go on to talk about this. And they went back to, what do you think? Just in the same manner, almost, that Republicans, although it's repeatedly done to Republicans, have to answer for what they've done. Now, I'm going to play it for you from Meet the Press. There was no follow-up after that. I would have followed up again. I don't know why we get tired of a question. This is an existential question here. America is voting on that. My point is this. Stop being scaredy cats, though. Newsom's not going to be able to portray himself as anything else during this. Already over the weekend, his guy, his communications guy, walked this back, tried to recouch it. He's under increasing fire from Democrats. He's not going to be able to go far enough on this to fool anyone with it. He didn't hoodwink Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk got the better of this by far. Well, we shouldn't deal with these people. Yes, take them on, particularly on this issue. And I'll give you a litany of what Brendan Boyle, they went to him because he knows how to message. You know what they're saying now? I'm not going to have some coach asking my daughter to drop her drawers here. Brendan Boyle, this little clown that Northeast Philadelphia conned to voting for, says, they're going to be tennis players and things like that who have nothing to do with anything, and some coach is going to have to inspect them. Can you imagine? This is what they're reduced to as a rebuttal. Is that going to work? It's not going to work. They have to give in and say, as Newsom said on paper, you can't have boys or men in women's girls sports. You just can't do it. Now, he did it to juice the podcast, and he did. But Charlie Kirk was the winner here, leading him on to this. This is not a win just because the other side says something word by word that is correct. It's an opening for us. We're not going to vote for Gavin Newsom or John Fetterman. It's not about that. It's about the damage this caused by what he said and the revolt over the weekend. All right, so here's Slotkin trying to answer this question.
Senator, do you agree with Governor Newsom?
Well, look, I think, you know, you'll have to talk to Mr. Newsom and his
podcast. Can you hold it for a minute there, Dan? 1 second. Suddenly she's calling him Mr. Newsom? He's still a sitting governor. Right away, she's like, Mr. Newsom. Hey, lady, you're a senator. He's a governor. What in the world's going on here, Mr. Newsom? All right.
Well, look, I think, you know, you'll have to talk to Mr. Newsom and his podcast, and we're all talking about it now because it's, you know, good controversy. For me, I mean,
Junior,
I grew up playing three seasons of sports. In Michigan, sports is like our religion, right? I wouldn't be here, I think, without the leadership training that I got in women's sports.
Yeah, do you agree?
But for me, it's like, let the local community figure this out, right? Yes. In Michigan, we have a process in place where if someone who's born a boy wants to play in women's sports, you have to get a waiver. We've had it happen 2 times in our entire state. So let the local communities, just like everything with schools, handle that issue. For me, though, I think, you know, this issue is being sort of brought up in order to make sparks and see sparks fly.
Well, first of all, here's a woman who loves the federal government intruding in everything that has to do with schools, kids, parents, etc. That's why she was the rebuttal person. Now, suddenly, though, they want to localize this, that somehow or another, locally, you're going to sort this out. Not even at the state level, but locally, how this plays out. And they keep telling us, why do you keep talking about this? You're not talking about the eggs. And America keeps on saying, wow, look at these people. Why not just say what Newsom said? They will not say it. I'll give you a little bit more of Boyle. And you had Gordon Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot, the former mayor of Chicago, go after Newsom and a bunch of others. Brendan Boyle tries to link it to gay marriage and saying Republicans were on the wrong side of history there. They're going to be on the wrong side of history with this. Now, I've invited Brendan Boyle a million times to Standard. I'll shut up for him the first 8 minutes. Let him rattle on his messaging on how Democrats continue to support this. Don't move away from this issue. Whatever they say, they're on the wrong side of it. Just like illegal immigration, same kind of thing. This is even more obvious. They want to change the conversation. Yes, pay attention to prices in the grocery store, all the things we're trying to do to lower that. This is a winner like nothing I've seen. It has every element that you would want, and they're savaging Newsom on this. It's not going to propel him to the top. Now, if the media does their job, they ought to be asking Josh Shapiro nonstop what he thinks about it. All right, 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. A great response to the first week announcing our big trip to Sicily. And if you want to go to someplace spectacular, you don't just visit Sicily, you fall head over heels in love with this ancient crossroads of civilization. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. Join me and Ro as we head back to Italy, to Sicily first. The sun, the sea, the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe and Sicily and Calabria this fall. Now, we'll be heading to Europe again with the best tour operator in Italy, Conservative Tours. You've heard Dawn and I and others rave about them. It's true. Spectacular. And it's a great deal. All this for $55.44, including airfare. The dining events, stuff of legend, tremendous, bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Montreal, the Palace of the Normans. Call them now. Get all the details, 888-733-9494. Or go to the website first, conservativetours.com. We'll enjoy the Godfather tour. We were talking to people over the weekend. They couldn't believe it. Yeah, Godfather 3, I'm not going that day. I'm going to go off in someplace else. Apparently, we were looking it up. There's several locales.
I look forward to meeting you and your wonderful customers with Conservative Tours.
Yeah, we'll have one of those guys on Friday telling us about this trip. This is the crown jewel of Sicily, and that has to be Taormina. And I'll see you on Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. Sicily is ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. I'll see you in Savoca, but only if you call them at 888-733-9494. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Scott Presler at 2 today, giving us an update on all things that he's involved in. By the way, just an unbelievable number of attacks on Tesla dealerships and Twitter with outages. I don't know if anybody knows this is a planned attack or what's going on with Twitter. I know this morning didn't have it, then it came back, and then it's back and forth. So Elon Musk is really the target of the left now, particularly, as I said, these Tesla protests were many times violent, destructive over the last couple of days. And the question we saw late on Friday, $400 million Department of Ed. Now, look, Department of Ed is not the one getting rid of the funding to Columbia. They're just this major vehicle, the middleman, if you will. But the Trump administration taking away $400 million. And the first question people had, rightfully, was, why the heck were they getting $400 million? One university in this situation. I haven't seen a breakdown of what it was going for, et cetera. And this is around the anti-Semitic stuff, allowing mobs to run wild still on their campus. And there's going to be more of it. So $400 million, just one university. I'm not sure if that's all that they were getting or not. Probably a little bit more. All right, let's go to Danielle in Marlton on Talk Radio 1210. And today's side question, the 310 to Yuma. Give us a locale in a TV series, book, movie, book's good too, that is almost the character, a main character. It's in there so much. It's at the core of it. Let's go to Danielle in Marlton. All right, Danielle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. One of the funniest shows ever, King of Queens. And Kevin James, I don't know who was funnier, Kevin James or his father-in-law. His name is slipping my mind right now.
Jerry Stiller.
Yes. Right. But it just showed a town, like a city in New York that everyone's heard of, but who has ever been there? Like, why would anybody go to Queens, I guess, unless you lived there?
Yeah, that's a good point. Donald Trump, Trump family in Queens. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, remember when they would go to the Costanzas, still again, in Queens, they made it like it was a million miles away from downtown Manhattan.
I wanted to drive it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But exactly. It was just a great working class community to city, and he was always driving around delivering packages, and it showed the city. But that's my show.
A different locale. That's a sharp point, without a doubt. All right, coming up, phone lines. Love to get you in, 855-839-1210. The shutdown. Here we go again. Is there anything worse than the shutdown talk? Why are Democrats doing it? Well, they're hoping to kill off Doge, or at least wound it or disrupt it in some way, shape, or form. But they don't want to be seen as the architects of it. They want to blame Republicans. All right, how do we avoid that? That's straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.